Welcome to the Government Affairs Update from ACEC for January 29th, 2021. Well, things are gearing up here in Washington. It's getting to be nomination and confirmation season for the new Biden administration. Just this week, on Wednesday, the Senate Commerce Committee gave its approval to Pete Buttigieg's nomination as Secretary of Transportation for the Biden administration. The committee voted 21-3, sending his nomination to the Senate floor for consideration. In a tweet, Buttigieg thanked the committee for its support and said he would work with its members, quote, as we get to work on infrastructure and building our economy back better, end quote. The vote came after Buttigieg sat for a mostly friendly two-and-a-half-hour hearing before the committee last week, where he delivered a wide-ranging performance that impressed Republicans and Democrats alike. In other nomination news, Polly Trottenberg, formerly the commissioner of the New York City Department of Transportation, has been nominated as Deputy Secretary of Transportation for the Biden administration. Given her position in New York City and her experience working with ACEC New York, it's always good to see someone who is knowledgeable of ACEC and what we bring to the table, and we hope to be a resource to her in the future. The same can be said for Stephanie Pollack, who was appointed Deputy Administrator for the Federal Highway Administration. Before being appointed to the Biden administration, Ms. Pollack served as the first female secretary of MassDOT. This just goes to show that having those connections with the commissioners and secretaries at the state DOT level pay off in the end, because you never know, today's commissioner could be tomorrow's secretary. Turning the page, late last week, we issued an ACEC action alert calling on our members to contact their congressional delegations to urge their support for waiving the Federal Acquisition Regulations Credits Clause for forgiven Paycheck Protection Program loans. Now, it's our opinion and the opinion of many of our MOs and the member firms that they represent that the FAR Credits Clause goes against the spirit and intent of the PPP and substantially undercuts the benefits of the loan program. Due to the forgiveness component in PPP loans, any costs funded by forgiven loan proceeds are essentially a credit received by the company, and the government expects its contractors to pass it on to them. In August, the Department of Defense asserted that, quote, to the extent that PPP credits are allocable to costs allowed under a contract, the government should receive a credit or a reduction in billing for any PPP loan or loan payments that are forgiven, end quote. Uncorrected, this provision could have both short and long-term implications for engineering firms contracting with federal agencies and state DOTs. It will require a refund or reduction in billing from a firm that is properly qualified for loan forgiveness, essentially forcing them to repay the loan through such credits. And if the credit is applied to the firm's indirect costs, the firm would be billing at a much lower rate the following year, and potentially in subsequent years, as in the case with multi-year contracts. ACEC is advocating on Capitol Hill for corrective legislation so that the FAR Credits Clause does not apply to forgiven PPP loans. We urge all of you to reach out to your member of Congress, both in the House and the Senate, and ask them to support waiving the FAR Credits Clause for forgiven PPP loans. You can log into the action alert on aceec.org, where you'll find a sample email. Just click on your lawmaker's name to edit the message and personalize it with firm-specific information and details about how the potential credit for forgiven PPP loans will impact your business. You can also send a letter as is without changes. We urge you all to take advantage of this action alert today. And finally, I want to take a moment to call out the ACEC Last Word blog, which you can access right on the homepage at aceec.org. This is your one-stop shop for all news and information coming out of ACEC, and it's updated regularly each and every week. And on Thursday, we put out an email digest to members. We really recommend that you subscribe to the Last Word blog so you get the digest and you stay up to date on all the things that are happening here. We have some great posts up right now on the Engineering Inc. spotlight of Black-owned engineering firms. We also have some letters that we wrote in support of Pete Buttigieg before his Senate Commerce confirmation hearing, and some other letters that we've written in support for nominations in the early Biden administration. And finally, also encourage you to share, like, and subscribe to the podcast. I know that, you know, we do our best to get great information out to you on a regular basis. We just started up the ACEC Government Affairs Update as a weekly show, and we're going to continue to do that, and we're going to expand our slate of programming throughout the year. And it really helps us if you go out and like and subscribe and share the podcast with as many people as possible. I think we have a great message at ACE. We have a great mission. We have some great member firms. We have a wonderful story to tell, and we want to tell it here. So help us get that message out. Like, subscribe, and share. And this has been your Government Affairs Update for January 29th, 2021. We'll see you next week. Until then, stay safe.